I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. In the roaring 20s, times were good for many, and there was optimism for the future. Then, like the flipping of a light switch, everything changed October 29, 1929. The stock market crashed. Quickly, businesses were closed, fortunes wiped out, unemployment soared, and the mood turned to despair. In North Carolina, many cities and towns, convinced their future had been bright, had borrowed heavily, some irresponsibly, to build new buildings, expand utility systems, and improve infrastructure. They never envisioned being unable to make the payments on those large debts, but in just months, that's what happened. By 1933, the picture in our state was grim. 62 counties, 152 towns and cities, and some 200 special districts were in default on the principal, interest, or both. When Asheville declared bankruptcy, alarm spread across the state. North Carolina, already severely impacted by the loss of tax revenues, would suffer. Now, municipal governments are the creation of and responsible to the state, so unpaid debts would reflect on the financial condition of state government. And when the state attempted to borrow money, lenders would hike up interest rates based on those financial woes. To help these local governments work through their debts, and to ensure this situation didn't happen again, the state created the Local Government Commission. The LGC provides financial oversight assistance to some 1,300 local units that must provide financial audits each year. It approves their borrowings and even helps them sell their bonds. Housed in the state treasurer's office, the LGC can, in extreme circumstances, take over the financial management of a local unit. While not so desperate as the Great Depression, many of our local units are currently facing severe financial problems. State Treasurer Dale Falwell recently reported there are 200 entities on the unit assistance list, meaning their financial status is of concern. Some of these units have been severely impacted by the coronavirus. CARES Act relief money was so little and came with so many restrictions, it didn't help much. Relief from the federal and or state government without all that red tape would help greatly. Adding to their financial strain were the large numbers of municipal utility companies unable to pay their bills, who were given a four-month reprieve, and utility systems were prohibited from disconnecting service to them. Other small towns have been impacted by population losses, and their tax base has shrunk. Sometimes they've lost tourist revenues or the shuttering of businesses. In some, there's no financial officer, and required financial reports haven't been filed in years. Some places, you can't even get anyone to answer the phone. Tyrrell County is a good illustration. When the state announced they were building a prison system work farm with about 600 inmates, the county borrowed $3.5 million to expand the water system to accommodate increased needs. Then, faced with a shortage of staff, the state suddenly closed the prison, leaving Tyrrell, one of our smallest counties, with a debt service it couldn't pay. Options for small towns are not attractive. Raising taxes or service fees to a level to become self-sustaining is likely to cause citizen protest and further population losses. If mergers with nearby towns or the county can't be made, they face the probability that the state will take over the handling of their finances, as is happening now in several instances. Some will likely lose their charters, but the state cannot take over all the local units with financial problems. Part of what makes North Carolina such a wonderful place to live and visit is the large number of small towns, and we hate to see them in trouble. Is this just a sign of the times, or can solutions be found to save our towns in trouble? We would hope so.